You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back. I am Pete Chwaba. This is hour number two of this Monday night edition of Nightlight. It is great to have you with me, folks. It's a wonderful night, a beautiful night here in gorgeous Wisconsin. Christmas is just days away. Get your shopping done, get home, and turn on the fireplace or make some hot chocolate and curl up to the radio and join the show. We've got a really good one here. If you just missed hour number one, Mike Clemens was here breaking down the Packer-Bear game. He does such a great job. I absolutely love having Mike on the show, and he just crushes it every time he's here. He's informative, he's engaging, and lots of fun to talk to. So if you missed hour number one, you can go to civicmedia.us and check out the podcast. All the shows are cataloged in podcast form. And Mike's interview is there in hour number one. So we've had a really nice talk. We asked the big questions in hour number one. Like, if you spill food on your shirt at a restaurant, do you reach down with your finger, scoop it up, and put it in your mouth?
Yummy.
Conrad made the suggestion. I know you love that word. We did have a talk about yummy, didn't we? Conrad made the suggestion that at least you're not wasting food, but it is kind of a, I don't know if it's proper etiquette.
No.
To wipe queso off your shirt and put it in your mouth. It's not so great for other diners like we experienced the other night. But, you know, to each his own, whatever. I survived the flu so far. I was in the car with my daughter for 2 hours the other day, and we both had masks on. So I think I'm out of the woods, hopefully. Our question of the night, if you missed that, is what is your question? Every night, folks, I ask a question here at Nightlight. And we get great answers from listeners and friends alike. And now tonight's question is, what is your question? Do you have a meaning of life question or a movie you want to watch question? Whatever it is, you can ask me something if you want. I'll get very personal. I'm an open book, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you horrible stuff. Conrad has to, you get squeamish when I start talking about stuff.
Kinda.
I went into detail one night about how my wife and I just started swinging, and Conrad wanted no part of that. So I'm an open book. Let me know what your question is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you are watching the radio on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, or X, Twitter, drop us a stream comment. And a like. And if you want to give us a like or a follow, that's great too. Greg from Waukesha says, hey, Pete, it's your blind friend, Greg from Waukesha. We haven't heard from Greg.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hope you're well, buddy. I'm glad you're watching. Well, if you're blind, you're not watching, but listening on the stream is great too, Greg. It's great to have you back and good to hear from you. We also talked about Ariana Grande as Kevin McAllister. It's all available in podcast form at civicmedia.us. So, we've got Paul Gannis, a very fine actor and a friend of mine back from my California days, who will be joining us. He was on the movie Rumor Has It, has a great Rob Reiner story. We'll talk to Paul about that and find out what he's up to. Paul, I have a funny story for Paul, too. I bet he has forgotten about this, but it was one of the funniest memories I have at the school our kids went to, and it was during a performance at a play. So I'll share that with Paul, too. That's coming up at 6:35. Madison-based stand-up comic Johnny Beaner will be here. Johnny has some cool news about a Nate Bargatze thing he's doing, and you can find out where he's going to be on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, all kinds of stuff. Johnny's always got great news. And the last comic David Letterman booked before he retired. New comic, I should say. I love that statistic. And then in hour number three, Eric and Steve will be here with talk about their podcast. They're the hosts of Milwaukee Mafia. So we're going to talk about Milwaukee's deep history with the mafia, their connection to Chicago and other parts in the country. And I want to ask them if there are Northeast Wisconsin Mafia members, because I haven't met any, Conrad. you know, usually you meet somebody at a party. What do you do? I'm a radio host. Oh, I'm a gangster. Nice to meet you.
That can hasn't I be happened. On your show?
Exactly. Oh, I'd love to have a gangster, full blown gangster. Not a guy who's killed, maybe, but a shoplifter. That would be fun.
Well, all right.
So, all right, we'll do all that. Lots to come, folks. Great to have you here, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay on this gorgeous night, just a few days before Christmas. What could be better? We're live tonight and tomorrow night, then we have the rest of the week off, so be part of the show tonight and join the fun. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome for the first time to Nightlight a friend of mine who's also a very good actor. His credits include Desperate Housewives, House, Lethal Weapon 3, and he's been on great soap operas, too, like Days of Our Lives, The Bold and the Beautiful. That was Kramer's favorite soap opera from Seinfeld, Conrad. If you would stick with the show a little longer, you'd find
out. Yeah.
He joins us now from Southern California, Mr. Paul Gannis. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. What's happening?
Much. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Thank you very much. I'm just wondering about that shoplifting gangster that you met at dinner the other night. Can you elaborate on that?
I can't say anything. I'm lucky to be here, buddy. He could have taken me out, but he spared my life. So I'm sworn to secrecy.
Bad boy.
That's right.
Way to be nimble. Way to stay out of harm's way. And I'm glad to hear that.
It's omerta. I cannot say anything. Paul, you and I, our kids went to the same grade school. We did a student reading movie together, which was so much fun. You played a principal obsessed with disco music, and you were such a great sport during that. And I got to know you a little bit through that. I've followed your career since, and you're doing great, man. It's I'm so happy because you're so talented. It's just excellent.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I'm very blessed. I've been very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time a bunch of times, and yeah, it's a roller coaster and it's a lot of fun. And yeah, you're not doing so shabby yourself there, kiddo. Nice. Congrats on the show. It's really fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And somehow I've booked more acting work since I left L.A. I don't explain that to me, Paul. I don't know how that works. But anyway, it's great to have you here. So let's I want to get this story in at least because I know we don't have a ton of time and I really appreciate your time tonight. But you have this great story about being on the film Rumor Has It and just a great Rob Reiner story. I would love it if you would share that with the listeners.
No problem at all. As you, I'm sure, recall, our son, Tyler, came down with a very rare blood disease called aplastic anemia when he was two. And our daughter was in Colfax at the time, and we were in Children's Hospital and living on the fourth floor, and he was getting all these transfusions and stuff, and it was pretty nasty. And it was so beautiful because a lot of Hollywood people sort of rallied together because I couldn't really work too much. I was hanging out, you know, we were sort of tag-teaming, my wife and I, taking care of him at the hospital. And so a lot of Hollywood folks, casting people and producers and directors, stepped up and said, you know, I know you need to make your insurance to keep those hospital bills at bay. You know, we're going to give you a day on this and a day on that. Seth MacFarlane hired me on one of the shows oh my God.
Family Guy, right?
Brain fart. Yes, Family, yeah, Family Dad. And, you know, some people just threw me a bone. It was really good. And I got one of those bones that was thrown to me. It was an audition for this film with Rob Reiner was directing with Kevin Costner and Jennifer Aniston. It was the sequel to The Graduate called Rumor Has It.
Okay.
And I booked it, and I was so excited because I'd never met Rob, and I was a huge fan of his. Well, unfortunately, the day of the shoot, I'm literally in wardrobe about to leave, walk up my trailer, my phone rings, and it's my doctor says, your son has taken a turn for the worst. We've got to give an emergency transfusion right now. And my wife was out of town. I had a babysitter there, and she was freaking out. And she said, your son is just really, really upset and asking for you. So I just sort of tucked my tail between my legs, and I asked the first AD on the film. I said, you know, I hate to bail on you like this, and I know it's unprofessional, but I gotta leave because my son needs a transfusion and I gotta be there for him. Can I talk to, you know, Mr. Reiner about this? And he said, yeah, just give me a second. And he went and talked to him, and then he brought me in, and he was in the production trailer with Kevin at the time. And I said, you know, look, I'm so sorry, but this is the situation, and I gotta go, and I'm so sorry. I know it puts you in a bad spot. And he was so cool and so kind and so understanding. And said, Paul, don't worry about it. Don't worry. We got you. We'll reschedule the day. Jeez. We'll pay you for today. Go be with your son. Family is always the most important. And we'll hire you back. And don't worry about a thing. You go. Go take care of it. You need a ride. You know, he was that cool. And Costner was too. Costner was like, dude, we got your back. Just don't worry about it. We got you. You know, you go. Just get out of here. And, you know, go be with your son. And sure enough, they did. They rescheduled the whole scene. And I played Costner's co-pilot. He was a pilot who had a private plane. And I only had two scenes with him. And that was one of the big scene where we're on the tarmac getting on the plane with Jennifer and everything. So they had to reschedule the whole thing. I mean, they could have recast me, just grabbed an extra. And, you know, he only had like five lines. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And that must have, that had to cost them, you know, probably $100,000 to reshuffle all the crew and the jet and the location. And I, you know, I'll never forget that. He's one of my heroes. Both those guys are just so great, you know?
That is so great, Paul. And it, Paul Gannis is my guest. He is an excellent actor with tons of credits, and he's telling us a story about his interaction with Rob Reiner on the set of Rumor Has It. And that's such a great story. And, you know, since he passed away tragically a little over a week ago, I've been hearing nothing but stories like this, Paul. And it's so cool. When I saw you post this on Facebook, I'm like, that's one of the good things about social media. You see all these people with great stuff and insights you never would have known. And as you know, on movie sets, money is everything. So to just say, oh, it's $100,000, that doesn't sound like a lot because the budget is in millions, but they have bean counters. And for him to do that, you know, he stuck his neck out a little bit, right?
Oh, for sure he did. I mean, thank goodness he'd already had, you know, a string of hits. So, you know, he had the stones and the juice to get away with that. But yeah, no, there's a line producer on set every day tapping his watch saying, we got to go. We're losing light. We got to go. We can't push this scene. And I mean, you know, just with a hair up their butt trying to move everybody along because, of the, you know, it is crazy. It's slow. It moves like a glacier. I mean, it's like so much hurry up and wait, but it's so expensive. It's ridiculous. So, but yeah, you know, there are some really great people out here in showbiz. I got to say, it gets a bad rap for a lot of things, but he was just a prince. And ironically, his dad, Carl, was a really good friend of Dick Van Patten's. And my wife's best friend married Nels Van Patten's his son, Nels. So we're over there all the time, and it was a celebrity fest all the time just to go over there and see who was playing tennis. They have a big tennis thing. It was Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft and who's who of comedy. Mel, you know, everybody would be over there, and Dickie would play, you know, would hold court literally, and then they would play some tennis, and then they'd all go off to Santa Anita and bet on the ponies. He was a notorious gambler. Rob had shown up there on an occasion. I never got to meet him. They always told me, oh, you just missed, Rob was here and he's so funny, and Larry David was here, and Mel, you know. So anyways, I heard great things about him, so I was excited. That was one of the things I was excited about, to do the film. And then he just, you know, they did not need to do that. So it was so cool. And
Very cool. Paul, I'm hoping we can keep you for a couple of minutes. We have to do a really short break, and then I've got a story I'd like to tell you, and I'm curious as to whether or not you remember it, but I think it'll be fun. Paul Gannis is here, and he's going to stick around for a couple more minutes after the break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Gonna be some sweet love. Welcome back. Oh, we've got Johnny Beaner coming up after the news at 6:35. Madison-based comic Johnny Beaner will be here, one of our favorites. Right now, we have an old friend of mine, Mr. Paul Gannis, an excellent actor who is on the phone with us from Southern California. We were also Colfax Elementary School dads. Our kids were in school together. Paul, I don't know if you remember this. We were at a play in the Colfax Auditorium, and you're from Detroit, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your Red Wings were playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think, in the finals. And there was another guy. I didn't know the other guy, but he was a Penguins fan. And I think Pittsburgh had just defeated Detroit. And you guys were both at your kid's show and trying to follow the game on your phone. And I remember. Does this sound familiar?
That's that totally, yes, absolutely. And they got eliminated, and I was so bummed.
He turned around in the middle of, there's some kid up on stage singing, and he looks at you and he makes the throat slit thing at you.
Exactly.
And you look down at your phone. You were sitting close to me. You look down at your phone and you yelled, "No!" right in the middle of the kid's performance. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was great.
This is true. I was a little, more than a little hockey obsessed. And actually, I'm back to that level of Red Wings fanaticism now that they've got a team again. So, yes, this is true. Those halcyon days of Colfax.
They were fun.
We had some fun, didn't we?
Lots of fun. And shooting that movie, The Disco Principal, was great. You were a lot of fun to be around. It was all the other dads. Jamie McShane and Scott Clace have been on the show. It's always fun. I've kept in touch with those
great
guys, too. So tell them hi if you see them. But, hey, you have a new project coming out. What can you tell us about? It's called Upside Down?
Yeah, it's called Upside Down. Well, actually, I think it's going to be called Loose Ends. Upside Down was the working title. But
okay.
Yeah, it's really, really kind of exciting. It's a dark comedy about that I was the only white guy in the whole cast. It was It was a real sort of Persian in LA based. The story's about an ambulance chasing lawyer who's sort of a Jackie Gleason character. He's trying to do, henpecked, and he's in over his head with a gold-digging wife, and he's having trouble, and he gets mixed up with the Russian mob in L.A., and he's got a bunch of Latin guys that are helping him try to bamboozle the mob. And I play a down-and-out LAP detective who's been assigned to insurance fraud, who stumbles across this Russian mob connection, and I go rogue and I try to I want to redeem myself as a detective, and hilarity ensues. But anyways, it's really well done, it was interesting because the woman who plays the wife is a really internationally acclaimed and famous dissident from Iran, and she's basically got a fatwa on her head because she did a bunch of women's rights things while she was still in Iran, and then she got exiled, she escaped and got to the States. So the amount of security for her was daunting.
Whoa, wow.
I was a little concerned, frankly, going, "Moo, don't want to be collateral damage here." But she's amazing. And everyone on the film. So, yeah, if you get a chance, I think it's called Loose Ends, and it'll be out probably late spring, early summer. It's an indie film, and it's funny. It's funny, and it's pretty dark, but it's very sort of Coen brotherish.
A lot of characters
in it, but it's fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, buddy, continued success. Thank you so much for jumping on. I know you were in Cabo when I reached out to you, and I'm just glad you checked your messages because it was great to catch up and great to hear that story and reconnect. So say hi to the family.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invite. Continued
anytime.
Success on the show.
Thank you, sir.
If you ever get out here, let me know.
I will definitely do that. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Take care.
All right, pal.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Paul Gannis. Check him out in... Well, it's called Loose Ends or Upside Down. It's probably going to be called Loose Ends. It'll be out later this year. What a great story. Remember I was telling you about that last week?
That was
great. Phenomenal story. And I'm telling you, one of the funniest things I've ever seen, when that guy turned around and looked at him and made that throat and I see Paul's head go down to the phone to verify his worst fear about the Red Wings, and he yelled in a kid's play. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Great stuff. Johnny Beaner is coming up after the news. Let's read some text, shall we?
I think so.
We've got our social media responses here to our question. of the night, which is, what is your question? Civic Media's own Chuck Gennaro says, if you put your left foot in, then you pull your left foot out, then you put your left foot back in and shake it all about, will you flunk the roadside sobriety test? That is a great... I guess it depends how forgiving the cop is, Chuck. And I hope you've never been there, buddy. But that's a great question. Stacy Sue says, what's a good movie to see in the theaters in Marinette during the holidays? Well, Stacy Sue, I might see you there. I am going to see Avatar. I still haven't seen Wicked. I know that's there. I know you've got The Housemaid with Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney, two of my exes. That's playing at the Phoenix. So lots of great films out there, especially during the holiday season. Happy viewing. My pal Bob Rowe. Well, if you want, Bob is a great, Bob is a Facebook, not warrior's the right, he loves Facebook and he's great. Have you ever heard someone referred to like this? He's great at Facebook.
Yes.
Like whether it's politics or whatever, like Bob gets into everything. He's civil. He's been on the show before. He's an opera singer. And I love Bob. He taught me guitar for about 2 months in the summer of, I don't know, the early 80s. It was great. Mid-80s, actually. So read Bob's responses on Facebook to our question of the night. There's about 20 of them. And then Conrad Kruger, after Jake Paul lost, do you think it's still
Kruger.
Rigged?
Jesus.
What did I say Kruger?
What are you doing?
At least I said Conrad with a K, right? You didn't hear a C in there, did you?
I didn't hear a C, but...
When I see your name, I think Kruger. Like, I know you're Conrad Krieger. All right. You'll get over it. You've heard that before, right?
Many times. Yeah.
That's why you expected more from me. All right, we're coming back, folks. News, sports, and weather is next. And then we've got comedian Johnny Beaner here. We are barreling through this Monday, and it's great to have you here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, folks. Joining in the conversation and talking about all the things we absolutely love in life. And coming up in hour number three, we've got Mafia Talk with Eric Walterkins and Steve Schmidt from the Milwaukee Mafia Podcast. They're going to be here in the studio, and maybe they're playing the long game, Con. One of us has been, you know, targeted. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you.
Think so? You know what? I would give my life for you because I've experienced more. I'm a little older than you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I've embraced life. But my next guest is a huge. This is great. One of the funniest guys in Wisconsin to be around. And how funny is he? On our Facebook post today, when we were promoting the guests, another comedian, Trevor Klumpner, another friend of the show, said, Johnny Beaner is the man. And when you were getting shout-outs from fellow comedians on social media, you know that's a great thing. So it is my pleasure to welcome back one of our favorite comedians, the very funny Madison-based Mr. Johnny Beaner. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Trevor Klumpner is great as well.
Yeah,
I want to return the compliment.
It's a lot of love going on here. You got quite a setup there, and I forgot you have a podcast, so you're all set from home there.
That's right, I am all set. It's the Cavalry, baby.
The Cavalry. That's podcast. Right. Check out the Cavalry. Yeah. How often does that drop, John?
That drops every Monday.
Sweet.
We have gone 290. I think tonight is 295 episodes, and we have not missed a week.
So that's like six-ish years or almost?
I think, yeah, you know what? I don't know. We started during the pandemic and haven't missed a week yet.
You know what would be really funny is if you said, actually, I canceled it so I could be on Nightlight. That's all it took.
The first week it's not coming out because I'm on this.
First week you've had an excuse to say, I don't want to do the podcast
today. Yeah.
Well, check that out, folks. Where can people get that? Just
they can Spotify. Get it anywhere you get podcasts. Just look up the Cavalry, not the Calvary, not the Cavalry. Calling in the Cavalry.
It cracks me up that you say that every time you're here when we talk about your podcast.
It's because it is a mistake that we got to rename. We almost renamed it once, but then we were like, we have all this swag made already.
How's everything? Are you guys on track for the holidays and Christmas in the Beener household?
I think so. We got, well, I have my half done. My wife has to wrap stuff for her folks and for me. But I got the kids' stuff, my stuff all wrapped and ready. So
are you a good gift getter? Like, do you, when it comes to shopping for your wife, are you good at that?
Two of the things she literally sent me a direct link to, and I just was like, okay. And then the third item, I got creative that I think she'll appreciate it. So
three gifts. Wow. Good for you. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I have to ask you something. On your website, it reads Johnny Beener, funny stand-up comedian.
I added that to this too, my little sub thing on the show. Oh, here. Funny comedian. I don't want to get confused with those unfunny comedians out there.
I know you, so I know that was a joke, but I know there are comics out there that would do something like that and not even catch it. Like, it reminds me of, do you know Rich Brown, the comedian? Do you ever meet Rich?
I don't think so.
He used to have a business card he would hand out that said, bringing the funny since 1998, comedian since 1989. Just crack me up. So let's get, you got some fun stuff coming up, but let's cover New Year's Eve first, because you won't be in Wisconsin, but there might be people listening. Tell us about your New Year's Eve show.
Sure. Omaha Funny Bone. I'm from Omaha, and around either Thanksgiving or Christmas, I usually get asked to be on the show there. So I'm headlining the New Year's Eve show at the Omaha Funny Bone. Colleen, the Funny Bone's great to me. And bring my two older children home to play with their cousins.
Oh, nice.
My wife and the young and Phoebe, the youngest, are going to stay here just because it's just kind of a quick trip there and back.
Yeah. Do you like working New Year's Eve, John?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I like it because it's exciting and it's an excuse to do something, but it's always extremely uncomfortable and awkward. When you're on stage, everyone's kissing their loved one, and you're like, well, I'm glad I could make you guys laugh. I guess I'll just hug the feature act.
That is exactly where I was going with that, because I wasn't a comic for that long. It was like 7 or 8 years, but it was sort of bittersweet. It's like, sometimes my wife would go with me, but sometimes she would say, I don't want to be at a comedy club because you could still smoke then. And she's like, would go to her sister's or something. But like, that's exactly how I felt. You're left hugging. You see all these couples in love, and you're hugging the guy that you may or may not even like, counting down the new year. So do you have someone working with you that you like and you can hug frivolously?
No. Well, you know what's nice about this year? I'm working with two comics that Reese Richards is comic in Omaha, and but it's a 7 o'clock show. We're just doing one show, and it's a 7 o'clock show. Oh, so we don't have to fake it. We'll just be like, all right, everyone, go send your babysitters home and have fun at the countdown at home,
but you get there and maybe the club owner will go, all right, John, we need you to do 4 hours to get us to midnight. I'll give you a light at five. I'll give you a light at five too.
Like, that was not the agreement.
What you also have, your next Wisconsin date is in February on another big day. Tell us about that.
That's in Nashville. I'm doing the Nate Bargatze. Production company, the Nate Land Presents the Showcase.
Well, tell us about that. I was going for Valentine's Day, but Nate Land is before that.
No, that's after. I think that's the week after. What am I? I don't know what I'm doing.
You're doing.
Where am I on? Oh yeah, it's a local gig. That's right.
It sounds like you might not be away from your wife, but on February 14th at Revere's in Delafield.
That's right. I will be in Delafield, and I will be away from my wife. I'm guessing. Yeah, we don't really. I don't know. Do I come across as like a bad guy? Me and my wife, we both are like, you know what? We're not going to let Hallmark tell us what to do. Right. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. We go out for like a nice dinner either the week before or the week after, but it's just such a burden to try to coordinate that when everyone else on the planet is.
Right.
We know we love each other,
Yeah. You strike me more as a sweetest day couple anyway, rather than
right? Yeah. That's the real holiday.
So Revere's February 14th. That'll be a fun show. You're a great, I would imagine you're a great Valentine's Day comic because you have very funny relationship material.
Yeah, I like those shows because it is a lot of couples, and that's the one thing I get after my shows is a lot of people being like, oh my gosh, your wife is me. I'm your wife. You know, we do that. I've said that too. So yeah, those relationship shows are great.
And you're like, I know that's where the humor comes from. It's related. That's yeah. That's what we do here.
Yeah. That's how I respond. I say, yeah, I know, you idiot.
Would you like to buy some swag?
Would you like to buy a t-shirt?
Johnny Wiener is my guest. He's a Madison-based, very funny stand-up comedian who has been on David Letterman and had his own Dry Bar special. All great stuff. Tell us, this is cool. Nate Bargatze, I don't think it gets bigger than Nate right now in the stand-up comedy world. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a pretty cool thing. So what are you doing for Nate?
I am doing a 15-minute set at, I guess they tape them at Zany's in Nashville, and they wanted me to do it last time, but schedule wise I was like, I can make this work. I can make it work. I'm gonna have to bring two of my kids because my wife is out of town with the other one, so it has to end up being like, you know, well, there's gonna be other comics in the green room and at the hotel or the condo, so I don't know if we want your kid. Let's reschedule. I was like, all right, that's fine. So, and luckily they're doing another season of this, and it's it's called the Nate Land Presents The Showcase. So it's just, you know, it's on his YouTube channel. It's a show, and so it'll be fun.
That's really cool. I am a little nervous. It seems like your house is divided. It's your wife and your daughter against the men, and it seems like you guys are having some issues there. So
you know what it is? It's my mother-in-law likes to take the kids and celebrate with them one at a time. So she took Edie and my wife to Mexico when Edie graduated fifth grade, took Duncan and my wife to Florida when he graduated fifth grade. And then I don't know what was the deal with Phoebe, but it's always the mother-in-law doing these dates. And my wife is chaperoning. So
the good thing is, now I know a little bit about your mother-in-law because of your act. And is this the one that is this the practitioner of holistic medicine?
The holistic medicine, yes.
Okay, so you, if something happens, she's there.
We're in trouble. She's gonna be rubbing leaves on it and stuff.
Oh, that's great. All right, so Nate, have you met Nate Bargatze? Is he a good guy? He's very funny. I don't think he gets, but he's selling out arenas now.
I have met him once. He was not the man he is today. It was in the back of, I think, the Jukebox Comedy Club.
Oh my gosh.
Just hanging out. He popped in and said hello, but I don't think he was, yeah, I think he had a Comedy Central Presents and that was it or something.
No kidding. Wow.
But yeah.
And he's got like I guess he's doing like a amusement park or something, Nate World or something like that.
Nate Land. That's the name of his brand, I think, where all of his specials are like under this Nate Land umbrella.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really coming into his own. Have you, let me ask you this, John, does your family think you're funny? How do you do at home?
My family, like my family that I've created,
your
or the
immediate family,
family
yes, your kids, your wife.
I think so. I think they, yes, my kids are young enough to where they do think I'm funny still. Okay. But they're still under, I mean, Edie turns 13 in, you know, 2 weeks. I know I realize my time is limited with them. And my wife, I think she thought I was funny enough for a long enough time to where she thinks of me as a funny person. I don't know that she laughs at me much anymore.
I asked that because like my kids are, they crack me up. You know, sometimes they laugh at me, but we have a mutual friend, Mike Toomey, who says his kids never laugh at him. And it's almost like it's become a thing, like where they're trying not to laugh at him. And I just didn't know what it was like in your house, but you strike me as the kind of guy that would be the funny dad.
I try to be. I think my kids are funnier than me, but yeah. that's, you know, that's just me not trying to sound cocky. Can I just say, I forgot. And also, so the last time I saw Pete was at the viewing of The Godfather of Green Bay.
Yes.
Was fantastic. Oh, loved it. You. Great. I had seen it back in the day.
Yeah.
And, but this was my first time seeing it. And I don't know if this was my first time seeing it after knowing Mike Toomey. I guess I didn't realize. Oh, and it was very cool to see Mike Toomey and be like, oh, hey, okay.
That's great. Listen, by the way, you know, I kind of talked about that screening a lot leading up to it. And then I didn't want to bore the heck out of people, but I was absolutely thrilled you were there. Thank you very much for coming out. And despite the horrible weather, the cold that night, it was great to see you.
That was a really fun night. Yeah. You had mentioned, you're like, I'm so worried. I don't know if anyone's going to come. And it was just so cool to see this huge supportive crowd. Oh, I mean, that was, and I'd never been to that venue. So that was, yeah. It was just really fun to.
Same. To see. It was fun. And you're right. It's like, you know, it was hard to get people to go 20 years ago when it was a new movie, and much less 20 years later when nobody's even heard. A lot of people haven't heard of it anyway. Johnny Beaner is here, folks. We're coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes with John. I'm going to ask him who he thinks is funny. We'll do that next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I thank
God I'm alive. You're just too good to be. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Our question of the night tonight is, what is your question? Every night I ask you guys a question. Pardon me. I want to know what your question is. It can be for me. It could be a theory of life, whatever. Any personal problems you have to get out. You can ask Conrad something. He gives great advice. So fire away. My guest is Johnny Beaner. He is here joining us on Nightlight like he does periodically. Very funny stand-up comic from Madison. And his podcast is The Cavalry. So check that out wherever you get your podcast. Very funny guy. You've seen him possibly on David Letterman, on his Dry Bar special, and he's got a great thing he's doing with Nate Bargatze in January. Where can people see that, John? Where will that air?
That will air on YouTube on the Nate Land channel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. So you've reached the point, you're a headliner, you work big rooms, you work all over the place. Is there a guy you don't mind opening for, even though like you're not the top dog on the show? Is there a guy that you're like, oh, I just want to work with him?
I mean, I would love to work with Greg Hahn again. You know Greg Hahn?
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny you said that name, because here's my Greg Hahn experience. I was invited to Montreal in 1997 as to the Just for Laughs Festival, which at the time was like this prestigious thing. And I was a new face to them, not to me. And Greg was also a new face as well. And I didn't know him well, but we would get in the van from the hotel and they would take us to the venue. And Greg always sat in the passenger seat and he always held on to this, the hook or the you know, the thing for extra protection in case we got in an accident or something, I guess.
Yeah.
But he used to do this joke. He was kind of different off stage, but he used to do this joke where he'd throw water at his face and he'd be like, who's got a tapeworm? Like he would ask the crowd. And I always thought tapeworm was funny. So he was just kind of a nut on stage and very funny.
Yeah. He's very high energy. He's just one of those comics. Like he helped me out a lot when I was starting. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
But like I was doing open, or I was like putting on my own shows at Marquette because I was like the head of the improv troupe. So I would do stand up because I wanted to do stand up, and I would do these shows and I tape them. And I was a big fan of his just because he was like on Make Me Laugh on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And he was just so silly. And so I knew him from that. And he was coming to the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee. And so me and my brother went and saw him, and I gave him like a VHS tape of my set. And was like, hey, I want to be a comedian. This is my thing. If you have any advice. And he like watched it and wrote me. And then he brought me on the road. And I mean, I ate it so hard because I was, you know, so new and was just performing in front of my friends. But, and then we worked together later. And he's just one of those guys that like, I could watch six all six shows of the whole weekend, and I'll die laughing every time.
He's one of those guys that some of us kind of didn't know what to make of him because he was kind of quiet off stage, and he was an ex-Marine, and he was just just kind of very comfortable in his own skin, a little bit older than us, but really funny on stage. And I love that he got back to you. I think that is so great. I doubt he'd remember me, but that's really cool that he watched a VHS tape and got back to you and helped you out. I love that story.
Yeah.
So I forget that you have an improv background. Do you ever do improv? You were comedy sports. I think you did Second City.
Yeah, I did. I did Second City and the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in, you know, I just went through their training programs. So I was never like on the teams or anything. But I was in a sketch and improv group in Milwaukee called the Gentleman's Hour for years. And that was really fun. And some of those guys are still, they're still in Milwaukee and work at Comedy Sports and put on their own show. So I have jumped on some of their shows, and it's fun. I really like doing improv. But
it must have helped with your crowd work. You're really good with crowds. I would imagine that you could probably trace some of it back to improv.
Yeah, I think mainly that just the comfortability of the unknown.
Yeah. So, hey, I want to ask you, have you seen Chappelle's new special?
Yes. That's so interesting. I was just chatting with my other friend about that.
How is it?
Have you seen it?
I have not. No, I can't wait to see it. I've heard amazing things about it.
It's very good. It's very amazing. But he seems to have reached a status where he's more of a prophet than a comedian. You know what I mean? There's this strong, message that all of his specials are like, okay, what's the theme, what's the big message in life that he's trying to get across, and it's pretty heavy on that in this special. And we were talking to my buddy Jason Russell, who, did you ever cross paths with him?
I don't think
so. He was a Milwaukee comic for a long time, and then he's in LA now, but he was kind of complaining. He's like, there needs to be more jokes. I get what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, but he's a comedian first. He's got to bring the joke. So I think that's interesting.
I went through that with some of the, I guess you'd call them grunge comics. It's like, well, that's a great point. But, Mark Maron used to be like that. He can be really funny, but then it's just like, I'm not here to hear you just pontificate on stuff, unless you have a punchline or something.
Right.
Hey, before we let you go, John, and thank you again for being here tonight. What do you have favorite Christmas movies?
Oh, Christmas Vacation is classic.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with that. Home Alone.
Same. Those are my two go-to. And It's a Wonderful Life. Those are our three. Your kids like those movies too?
Yes. When we put on It's a Wonderful Life, they kind of roll their eyes because it's black and white.
Yeah.
I think they've seen it twice now, but it's a classic. I probably have the movie Elf memorized. Elf and the animated Grinch movie, just from it being on all the time during this season.
Dude, this is always fun. I love when you're on the show. Thank you so much. And where can people follow you? Just social media?
Yeah, social media. Johnny Comic is my handle on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I think those are the main ones.
Awesome.
And then johnnybeener.com is my website.
Yeah. He's a funny stand-up comedian, folks. Not to be confused with the other ones. You'll see it right in his website. Right. Thank you, sir. Always fun. Have great holidays. Merry Christmas and travel safely.
Thanks. You too, Pete. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, John. That's Johnny Beener. Check him out, folks. All right. We are going to, we're going to do the news. We're going to come back and I'm going to play a fun Giannis clip for you. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.